Rosenthal is head of global business development, leading the company's Connected Citizens program. We're talking about the program at the navigation app Waze. She joins us to talk about that program, and she joins us. They're based in San Francisco. She's in New York today, and she joins us on the phone in New York. Thais, nice to have you here with us. We're all familiar with Waze. We probably, most of us, if you've got a car, you've used their app for getting around. Tell us, though, about your Connected Citizens partners, or Connecticut, I should say, Connected Citizens program.
Hi, Carol. How are you? Thank you for having me. So Waze has about 500 partners now. We started the program in 2014, and the first time that we started the program, the city of Rio reached out to us saying, hey, the Pope is coming in town. We need to tell all these people, what are we going to do? And we turned to them and said, well, I think we can help. And it was a huge success. We were able to inform people of road closures and keep the traffic safe. And from that point, we started out with 10 partners doing a free two-way data share. So we are sending partners our real-time anonymous Wazer-generated information about closures, accident reports, et cetera. And then the partners are sending us anything that's relevant for real-time traffic flow. So that be road closures, accidents, major traffic events. Mm-hmm. So the program continues to grow. We're super excited. We're soon going to be announcing our 500th partner. And it's just really exciting just to see how much these cities have done with all the data we're providing them.
Well, what this sounds like, your Connected Citizens program, sounds like it's what you do on a normal basis with your app, but just kind of amped up by getting even more individuals and connected individuals involved.
Exactly. What we're doing is we're providing you, the user, better information, official information from the city governments and officials, and then really working with the cities to try to understand mobility in a whole new way, right? So the way we see it, and you know, working with the program for this long, and we really see that we know that the city's alive, right? We can all feel it when you walk around New York City. You can see the energy of the city. And we see our community of drivers as that heartbeat of the city, right? So they're telling us what's going on the road. What is that? What are some points of attention? What are the most dangerous intersections in America, right? And we're able to really tell, use our data to show that and help government officials make more accurate decisions that can really impact our day-to-day lives.
Well, and that's interesting. And that's, I guess my question is, we have a lot of, I feel like, companies getting out there where people, we in the general public, are helping make you work, right? We provide information. When I'm driving, I say, okay, there's a traffic jam and traffic stopped and so on and so forth. What is it that these towns and officials get out of it? I mean, is this a financial arrangement between you guys and cities, or they're just providing the information?
No, this is absolutely free. So there's no monetary exchange. The value that they see in this is being able to have that real-time pulse on what's going on around the city.
Right.
So I'll give you an example. We work really closely with Genesis Pulse. They're an emergency respondent based out of Texas. And what they've done is they've integrated our traffic alerts or crash alerts into their systems. So a lot of the problems that they have is 60% of the time when someone calls in saying, you know, to 911 saying, oh, my God, there was a crash, they have no idea where they are on the road, right? So by integrating their operations with those Waze alerts, they're able to get that information faster. And then we're talking about getting to the location, to the exact location of the crash, 5 minutes before they were able to before. So really we're talking about saving lives, right?
Right. And getting information out there.
Exactly. Yeah. And we have examples of cities, for example, in Rio, they were wondering, should we spend billions of dollars on building a new highway or not? They used our data, and they were able to see that by implementing 3 new rapid transit lanes, they could actually lower congestion by over 20%, and they could save that money.
So it makes a difference. And I know you're in New York today for the Waze Connected Citizens Partner Summit, and so you're getting kind of more about the relationship relationships and talking about your partners. And we'd love to check in with you in the future, too, and see how this is unfolding and continuing to develop. We have to leave it there, though. Thais Blumenthal, she is head of global business development at Ways, based in San Francisco, but as I mentioned, in New York today for the Ways Connected Citizens Partners Summit. All right, you are listening to Bloomberg Markets on Bloomberg Radio.